Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube and Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You guys can check us out there. The headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Hurricanes, we'll get back into them, but they ran over the Gators in the fourth quarter, beaten 26-7, move up to number 2 in the AP poll. The Marlins, they win their 6th in a row. They swept the Rangers, the 4-2 win on Sunday.
Just when we start forgetting about our boys, what they do, they go on a little streak.
Little Runsky.
Right?
Little Runsky. The Dolphins were off, but Ian Rappaport, play this for you, Ian Rappaport on NFL Network on Sunday, he said that, you know, Stephen Ross has no plans of firing the head coach anytime soon.
No doubt, Rich. Disappointing start for the Miami Dolphins. Actually better. No moral victories, but certainly better on Thursday night against the juggernaut Bills. But it has led to questions about the job status of Mike McDaniel now that they are 0-3. Here is my understanding of where it all stands. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, plans to be patient. Almost always in the past, in similar situations, he has been patient. I do not sense anything imminent regarding a potential change in Mike McDaniel's job status. Mostly because Stephen Ross likes him, believes in him, and has invested in him. Gave him an extension. By the way, McDaniel still has 2 years left, worth more than $18 million coming up after this year. As far as what to look for, though, keep an eye on the locker room. If players suddenly stop playing for him, if that becomes a thing where you look on the field and you say, these players do not believe in their coach, perhaps that could trigger some change.
Which certainly wasn't the case on Thursday night. Definitely looked like the Dolphins were playing hard for Mike McDaniel. Again, like Ian says, though, I mean, like, lose to the Jets, I'm sure moods can change on where things are at. But there you go. That was NFL Network's report on Sunday morning before the games got going. So
yeah, it's unfortunate that that things aren't going the way they are, because I mean, it hasn't been an issue of whether they're playing hard or putting forth the effort. It's just the construct of everything isn't, you know, what they want to do. Like, they're trying to do something. Like, you're trying to have a monster truck rally with a Lamborghini, right? And it's hard when you look around the league and see the monster trucks dominating, and you're coming to the event with a Lamborghini.
Yep.
And wondering, well, you got a great car, why can't it compete? And I don't know if that goes through, and here's where it gets tricky. Is that what Mike wanted, or is that what Chris Greer wanted? Chris Greer wanted to build a team that way. The reason why I think it's Chris Greer, because all I have is all the different situations that Mike McDaniel has left. They've had a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of, you know, players on the outside, but all of it started with the offense and defensive line, right? And I don't know. And I think that dynamic needs to be revealed, if only for us to be able to establish, you know, why the team is what it is. If it's the coach, and Chris Greer has been listening to the coach and taking his advice and getting him what he wanted, then it's very easy to say, you know, Mike, you this ain't going to win.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. For sure. I do think that he bought himself. And look, it doesn't sound like, I'm sure Steve Ross doesn't want to fire him. I think Mike seems like a really likable guy. It doesn't sound like, this doesn't sound like a Flores situation where like people seem to, you know, there seemed to be some friction there in the building by the end of Flores. Even though Flores had a good record, it seemed like people were like ready to be like, hey, nobody seems to like working with the guy. It doesn't seem like that's the case with Mike. Now, look, again, they lose to the Jets. They drop to 0-4. Season's essentially buried. Then who knows? I mean, things can flip. But I think he does have an opportunity to get the ship right here if they can build off of a lot of the good things that they did. I will say, though, Leroy, I couldn't escape it last night because I was just trying to enjoy my night. I was watching Love Island games with the missus.
Oh, my goodness.
And even then, on Love Island games, this is what I get on my Sunday night.
And there, Toby, Lucinda and Tyreek are debriefing the challenge. I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I don't think we deserve to even be down there, be real. We were actually a good team.
It feels so good to win, and it feels so sh** to lose.
You believe this?
Hey.
We're getting pot shots on Love Island.
You're getting insulted on Love
on
Island?
On Love Island?
On a reality dating show?
Dude!
Oh, you've hit rock bottom.
That, to me, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm just trying to enjoy. I'm like, you know what? Watch the football. I enjoy the everything. I was taking a night. I didn't watch Sunday Night Football. I'm going to take a night off. Let's watch Love Island games, which, by the way, is not good, as good as Love Island, but they're trying. But what?
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I mean, we're now hitting pop culture with how bad the season has been.
Wow.
This is insane. What? I don't understand it, dude. I'm just trying to enjoy my life. Enjoy my Sunday night. And the damn Scottish narrator's got to come in with his thick accent. Now he's dancing on the dolphin's grave? Not just Florio. This isn't just Florio or Cowherd.
With an accent.
Yes.
He ain't even from here.
And there, Toby, Lucinda, and Tyreek are debriefing the challenge. I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I don't think we deserve to even be down there, be real. We were actually a good team.
It feels so good to win, and it feels so sh** to lose.
Yeah, well, she's right about that. Sound advice from Lucinda. Tyreek, by the way, not referring to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, there's another Tyreek on the show.
Oh, good to...
just want everybody to know.
For you to explain it.
Yeah. They're not referring to Tyreek Hill. There's another Tyreek on the show. So...
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
Shut up, narrator. Go with me. Because the whole theme of football of the last... What?
Stop.
Why?
Stop.
I just want to explain.
No. Let it, like, dude.
What?
Like, really?
It was
when was the last time we picked up the mic and start trashing European soccer?
I don't know.
Never. So I'll be damned. If I'm allow somebody with an accent talking about the other football. Stay in your lane. Irish guy.
I think he's Scottish.
Scottish
have
guy.
Not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
Just wanted to enjoy my Sunday.
Won't say that to my face, Tic Tac.
He'll say it to Mike McDaniel's face. I don't think anybody's afraid to say it to Mike McDaniel's face.
You think Mike McDaniel is going to be there for his press conference this week? He goes, "Hey, Mike, what do you think about you guys getting some strays on Love Island games?"
You know, I anticipated this question.
It's funny.
I can see him saying that.
You've been playing that for what, 3 years?
You know, I anticipated this question.
It always does. It always does. I just wanted to enjoy my Sunday. I can't even get away from the one Sunday I can't get away from the Dolphins just watching the little Love Island games.
First of all, you're watching Love Island games.
Right.
That automatically. Now, listen, I'm going to give you a pass, but only for one reason. You were watching it with D.
Yeah, well, I love Love Island. I do. I'm not sitting here.
Wait. And that's where you're getting attacked.
But Love Island, why?
You're a grown-ass man. You're watching Love Island games.
Okay, first of all.
Isn't Love Island a game in itself?
I'm going to tell you something. You make a fair complaint because I don't really see I don't really understand the difference between Love Island games and Love Island. I was sitting here and I was like, oh, is there going to be a difference? And there doesn't really seem to be a difference. Just more Ariana Maddox, the host. I didn't really understand. I thought they were just going to be doing challenges the whole time. And it seems like, nope, it's just regular old Love Island. But Love Island itself has challenges. I didn't really understand. Now, you
That's
can win.
Point.
You could win immunity. Well, listen, it was my first
they got
time.
You hook, line, and sinker. By just renaming the same product.
They did. But I would take more Love Island. They don't have to trick me. I would watch more Love Island anyway. I love all Love Islands.
How are we friends?
Why? What's wrong?
Come on.
Dude. What?
I still hung in there with the mushroom burger because it's a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But this Love Island stuff.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It is. Because I will say the Love Island games, the difference is they're bringing in everybody from all Love Islands. There's Love Island France, Love Island Netherlands, Love Island, some countries I haven't even heard of. And they're bringing them all together to go up against the participants from Love Island USA, which has really become a phenomenon on its own self the last 2 years.
I would guess that, to me, the most entertaining ones would be the ones with the with any type of Latin couple.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a there are some Latinas on this show. There's not too many like I don't think there's like a Love Island Colombia, but they probably should do that.
Hey.
Hmm.
Love Island Colombia. You can't have, there's no islands in Colombia where there ain't that yayo floating around. Them islands are used for something.
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I don't like this dude.
That was rough.
Hey, that
he said
hard.
Post-game interviews. He's right, definitely talking about Mike McDaniel and Tua.
Definitely.
But here's the thing. Can he say that?
He can.
He just did.
He just did.
I know he did.
On Peacock.
A Love Island.
I tell you what, we should have like.
But that's supposed to be.
Introduce you to my left tackle. Why don't you? What was that line you said again?
Which one?
Yeah. No,
I've
I'm talking
not
about
seen this many the, losers talking
no,
about
not,
football.
Yeah, I would
since
ask.
Since I watched
him.
The Miami Dolphins post game interviews,
I say hold that thought. Hold that thought. Right. I want to introduce you to the Dolphins left tackle,
Patrick Paul.
Patrick Paul.
Have not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
But do you know how sad it is that the pop culture, we're the pop culture losers now? Like, that used to be the Browns, the Lions.
Hey.
Sorry. But you don't understand what I'm saying.
Damn, no. You're around a lot of losing.
No, like.
The fact that we're getting jokes.
The
joking,
team that I cover lost. The team that
you played for,
played for all won.
Oh, they all won yesterday.
So I'm not that guy, right? I'm not that guy. I'm gonna dig my heels in and live in the misery of everybody else down here in South Florida. But you best believe, as soon as I get off this show, me and Jay Crawford going fist bump.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.